Vayter in Shas from Rav Mitzia Daf Kuf Aleph. Speaking of Kuf from a base, but about a base, but a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Hamocher Zaysav Leitzim. Someone goes and sells his olive trees and uses it for their wood. But the guy, instead of chopping it down, he doesn't. He waits. Rashi says, She Yokutso son the Srefa. Vishosa be karka. He leaves him in the karka. Vaosu Pachas Mervia Sasa. And then the tree goes and gives less than a Pachas Mervia Sasa, less than a quarter lug per sa'a. Rashi says that zesim ra'im she'im b'sa'a shebehen revias shaman. It doesn't even have one sa'a, a revias of shaman. Harelu shel bal hazesim, that stuff belongs to the bal hazesim, the owner of the olive trees. In other words, the one who bought them. Also revias sa'a, but if it makes the amount of revias sa'a, and that's a nice amount, quarter lug per sa'a, or more, ze omer zesai gidlu, and then the one who bought it says, oh, it's my zesim that caused it to happen. Vze omer them says, arti gadlu. No, what do you mean? Because of my land that happened, therefore belongs to me. Yachloku. What do? They split it, right? Because it ends up being both of those things are part of the process. Shot of nar zesim, let's say you have a river that goes and takes some of the olive trees, some of the olive trees, unisalm tos to the chavero, and puts it into his friend's field, and he allows it to stay there. Ze omer zeishai gidlo, and that's so what happens. This one goes, it's my trees that made them, and therefore it's mine. Ve omer, and the one that, you know, whose land it is, whose that these trees just showed up in, he says, what do you mean? Artsi gadlo, it was my land that made it, and therefore it belongs to me. Echloku, split it, because again, it was a mix of work that made this happen. In fact, the Gemara. Hey Chidami, what are we talking about? What's the case? Idam alei kotz l'alter. If we're talking about a case where the seller of the tree said to the guy, chop your trees down immediately. Here, I'm selling this to you, but chop them immediately. Then even if it's less than a revius, it's going to be to the, you know, for quarter lug of oil per saw. It's still going to belong to the seller. And idam alei kolim is the boys. If he says, yeah, whenever you want, you can chop it down. That means even though if it's more than Revius, or Revius or more, then it's going to belong to the Baal HaZeit, the one who bought it. So then what's going on that you're saying that you divide it? It says, Lotzvicha da'armale stama, where he says it's stam. He doesn't say what to do. Pachas Revius lo kapti. And she, if it's less than Revius, people are not makbid on. Revius kapti and she, but if it's Revius, people are makbid on. So therefore you split it. Amrav Shimon ben Pasi, Revius shamru, this quarter lug. After we're talking about the Mishnah, peep, turn the page. Kuf Aleph. Chutz men ha hotza'a. This is excluding the expense that of going out there and getting them. Rashi says, ahu shehu motzi b'mesikasan u'batzirasan, where you go out and you're picking it out and you're pressing it. So the value of the stuff, you know, to figure out whether it actually got to that level, you work out after you take off the amount of cost and the costs of picking it and pressing it. So the next part of the Mishnah, Shatav Nois Esav. Let's say the river comes along and takes the olives and it puts it in someone else's thing. Then what do? They go and they split it up because each one has a claim. It was my land, it was my tree. Amar Ula Ish Lakash. Lo Shanu El Shen Ekru Begusham. When is it true? This is only so that they have to divide it when the trees were uprooted with a gush, with a piece of actual land that went along with it. La'acher shalosh, and only if it's after 3 years from the time that it went into the neighbor's field. Rashi says, klomar afilu ne'akru b'gusheyem lo shanu diachloku, you don't split it. El la'acher shalosh shanim, she'shatfan anar, she'ilu nata mitchila balakarka b'lo gusheyem kfar yotsu Achshav Michlal Orla, the Hashta Lomahani Le Gushan, the Balazesamide Lacher Shalosh. Now we have an issue of Orla. We know that a tree in its first 3 years, they are not allowed to go and get any Hanah from it. So if the neighbor would have planted new trees right away after the flood, their fruit would be Mutter only after 3 years. So at that time, the earth that came along with these other trees stopped giving the owner of the trees with any advantage over there. Therefore, he has to start dividing the olives with the neighbor. So, aval. If it's betel shalach hakol shel balazesim, if it's within 3 years, then all of it belongs to the owner of the trees. Normally, he could say, if you would have planted new trees right away after this flood, Would you be able to eat it within 3 years? You wouldn't have been able to. So you can't have this either. This therefore belongs to me. Valei malei. So hold on, but let the neighbor say back. If I would have planted the new trees right away, I would have eaten all of it. Now, I'm going to eat half of it with you. So in which case, you should be splitting it half-half. Okay. Ella, kiasa, ravin, amir shakas. He came and he says, lo shanu, ella shanar kubigusheyan. They didn't teach that they have to go ahead and divide it, except when the trees were uprooted with their earth, with earth with them, clods of earth, the betok shalosh, and only within the first 3 years of being over there. Because having this earth over there, you don't have the erla issue, because it was planted with land already. Avalach shalosh, after 3 years, hakol balakarka, everything now belongs to the balakarka, the owner of the land, dharma le, because he could say to the owner of the trees, e ana not if I would have planted trees right away, then lachashosh milo have a chenule kule, wouldn't I eat all of it? And therefore, the fact that they're over here now, I can get the entire thing. It says Gemara Valei Malei, no, you can act that up because the owner can say back, I at natat, if you would have gone ahead and planted right after right away, betoch shalosh, lo have a chalt, within the first 3 years, you wouldn't have eaten anything since Erla would apply. Hashtag chalt palga badai. But now, okay, during the first 3 years, you ate half of the crops with me, therefore I should get we continue to get with it as we go on. In other words, it should be split. So the Gemara, hold up a second. Mishum da amalei e anon nitai have a kitine, the owner of the tree, is not so stark because the neighbor can say back to him, if I planted my own trees and have a kitine, they would be small. And there would be no such, it wouldn't rush as have a katini, have a zesim dakin, velo hayulahem sail, there's no shade, vizirana tutai silka viyarka. And what would happen, says the Gemara back in the bar, vizirana tutusayu silka viyarka. I would have grown beneath them beets and greens, and therefore I could have half of the stuff during the first 3 years, right? That's because the small trees are not blocking any sunlight. The neighbor could have planted new stuff over there and still got enough from his land the 3 years during the Issa of Arla. But since instead he allowed the olive trees to remain there, he should be getting half of the stuff. Tana Amar Halas Isayani Notel. If that one, meaning the owner of the olive trees that were carried away by the flood, the one who had it and he got taken away somewhere else, Amar Allah Zisai Ani Notel, if he says to the neighbor, I'm taking back my olive trees, ain't shomlo, we don't listen to him. In other words, sorry, bro, you can't take your trees back. My time of why? Amar Yochel Mishum Yishavei Tzisrael. What do you mean? You have to have Yishavei Tzisrael. You don't remove stuff that's planted in there, Tzisrael. Keep it there. Amar Yirmiyah can go dot Sricha Rabba. In a case like this, there's a great need to explain what in the world just happened. Right? In other words, says Rashi, She'im lo pirsha, Rav Yochanan, lo hainu omer mosa misvara. If he hadn't said it, we wouldn't have said this misvara. What would we have thought? Mepharshim Slim, what we would have thought is that this is something that's iser because you take it out, it weakens the land. That this is, would have been even outside of Eretz Yisrael, not only in Eretz Yisrael. Now we see it means only in Eretz Yisrael. Tanana, so we have a Mishnah over there in Demai. Abuda Omer, Makabel Stei Avosav Min Anachri. If somebody is, Rashi says, this is Makabel Lemechsa. This type of circumstance is where we're talking about like a sharecropper over here. And that means that, what is a sharecropper? Yes, to give the owner a fixed percentage of the crops and he gets his own, the other percentage. So, makabas hadeh avasav min anochri. Someone who goes ahead and he's leasing this stay of avasav, ancestral field, from a guy, ma'aser v'nosinu. He said, take off ma'aser and then give the guy what he gets. So that is, meaning to say, he takes off all the maisers, truma, maiser, isha, maiser, shen, take everything you got to take off. Rashi says, maiser tchila, kol atvua, v'acha kach nosan lo nachri, chelko, v'nimsa maiser mishalo al shenachri, umafsid. He ends up losing out. So if it's, let's say, 100 stuff comes, 100 apples comes out of it, you take off Ma'aser Truma says, oh, the thing, let's say it's 22 things, then the Jew has to give, let's say it's split down 50-50, 50%. He gives 50 to him, and he's left over only with 28, as opposed to doing it from only his amount, and then he'd end up with 39. Svaruha, what they wanted to think was that my stay avosav Eretz Yisrael, what does it mean when it says stay avosav? It's talking about Eretz Yisrael, field that's Eretz Yisrael. For my currently stay avosav, why is it called that? Stay avrim itzik b'yakov, because who it was. Because sovereign they hold, ain kinyan l'nachi b'Eretz Yisrael, lafkir miyad ma'isa. There's no kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. By a goy, they take it out of Chumas HaMaiser. So Mekabel Kechocher Dami, therefore it becomes a Kechocher, which is that, we said, like the sharecropper, Ma Chocher Bein Avad Bein Lo Avad, whether the produce, Bein Avad Bein Lo Avad, whether the field itself is going to produce something or it doesn't, he's supposed to be the owner, Boy Asuri Umeitan Le, therefore you have to take off Maisos and give him what he owes him, the Chiporei Chovos Adami, because he's like somebody who's paying his Chov, Af Mekabel Nami, Chiporei Chovos Adami. So too, a sharecropper, Mekabel, is like someone who's paying off his Chov. Maiser Venosel. So if you have to take off Maiser and then go ahead and give the owner his stuff. The assumption is, like we said, that a guy that owns something in Eretz Yisrael, it's not mevatel, it's kedusha, therefore it's going to be midaraisa chayav to all the types of trumas and meisers. That's the Gemara. Amar li Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Ramila Rezvid, the Rezvid, Ella Ha, the time went to the Bais Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Makabel Stei Avosav mi Meitzik Nachri. Somebody goes in and he's leases this ancestral land, meaning say in Eretz Yisrael, from a Meitzik Nachri, a guy that is a Meitzik, he's a presser. And he grabbed it, he didn't actually buy it. Ma'aser v'nosen lo, he has to take off Meitzik and then go and give it to him. My area Meitzik, why are you talking about the case of Meitzik? I feel like Meitzik Nami, even if it's not a Meitzik also, you'd be chayef to do such a thing. As Gemara Eliolam, rather must be that Yesh Kinyan Lachi b'Eretz Yisrael afkia mead Meitzik. A guy actually can have a Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael in order to pater it from having to take off Meitzik. A guy does have the capacity, and therefore, the sharecropper over here, only Midar Abanan has to go and take off the trumos over here, so Behuda would not necessarily be mechayiv him to do it. Mekabel lav kechocher, I mean, this status of Mekabel is not like a chocher. The regular sharecropper is not considered like a chocher, and therefore it's not even Midar Abanan have to go and take off the Ma'isah. So my stay avosav, what does it mean when it says stay avosav? Stay avosav mamish. It means literally his ancestral field. Right? The Mishnah is talking about where a guy took it against the law from his fathers and forefathers. And it's only a sharecropper like this guy that the Rabbanan now is giving a kanas, the ID, the chaviva alei. They know that since his field was important to him, he's going to accept an added cost of taking off Maisos and go and lease it. But they wouldn't be Kones, a regular person, because he realized that doing that would stop him from going out and leasing out the fields. This is Rashi. If you make them go and take off Maisos, lo makabala, low kansur abundant, therefore they were not konis him. In fact, the Gemara was the day, my time in kansur abundant. Why would you konis this guy who's trying to get his, you know, work his ancestral field? What did he do wrong over here? Really, there's nothing wrong over here, but the Chachamim did this so that the field will become in his hand. That is, he's going to work hard to try to get it back, to raise funds, be able to buy the land back. Okay. Case like this, you got to really explain what's going on. Again, we would have no idea what's going on had I explained it. It was stated. Let's say I go into your field and I go out and I plant some trees there. You didn't give me any rishos. I'm a rav. They evaluate for him and he has the lower hand. That is that you get paid. You pay me the lowest amount. So if, let's say, I end up having to pay more than the value of it itself, then Okay, whatever it is. Basically, I get messed over. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Omdim Kama Adam Rotzalitim Besad Lazu, Lenota. We evaluate how much a person would want to give for someone to plant trees in this field, and that's the amount that the planter gets back. Amar of Papa. Velo Pligim really, Rav and Shmuel are arguing. Kan Besad Asui Lita. Shmuel is talking about a case for the field that's ready for planting, right? It makes more sense. It's roi and fitting for the planting of trees than that of grain. And the other one's talking about a field that's not ready for that, right? It's less suitable for planting trees than for planting of grain. Since the field could have been used more effectively, the planter gets a lower level of payment. That which Rav said, that the Yad al-Tachtona, that is not something that he said straight up. We learned that from an implication of something else that he said. That is that who the also the came to Rav. There's somebody came in front of Rav, and he was taken to court right in front of him to be compensated by someone who entered his property and planted trees there without any permission. Amar le zil shum le. Rav says, go evaluate for him the expenses and the values. Amar le lo ba'ina. The one who owns the land says, I don't want the trees. I don't want it. I don't want these trees because I use it for grain. So now that he figured out here that it's not really for trees, so Rav says to the lander, go evaluate how much he paid and how much it went up in value. And then he gets the lower hand. Amalei Lobaina, he says, I don't want the trees he planted at all. I want to use it for grain. And he left it at that. Lesov Chazi de Grora Vekamantela. So what happened was at the end, the one who planted never removed his trees, and eventually Rav saw that the landowner fenced in the field and was guarding it. Amalei Galisa daitech denichalach, you have made it very clear that this is something which you do want now, and now you made it a field that's for trees. Zil shumle, so go ahead and evaluate what the local gardeners are normally get paid for this. V'yodol yona, and now he has the upper hand. He doesn't get paid less, but actually he gets like a regular gardener because you actually do want this at this particular stage. You've been very clear this is something that you do want. You go into someone's ruins, he has a whole ruined area over there, and rebuilt it without getting permission. And afterwards he says to the owner, I'm going to take back my wood, take back my stones, and I'm going to take everything away. Rav Nachman says, we listen to him. In other words, go for it. She says, I'm an angel. Nope, you're not allowed to go and take it apart. Sorry, bro. You built the guy a house, so you can't take it apart. Rav Nachman said that we don't listen. We listen to him. In fact, the Gemara, but Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Bishami Om Shomelo, Bishami say we listen to him. Bishami Om Shomelo, he says we don't. Rav Nachman, the Merkav Bishami, you want to say Rav Nachman's going to Shita Bishami? We always go to Beit Hillel. Says the Gemara, no. Who the Amar Ki Hai Tani? He's actually saying like the following Tana, who says that Beis Hillel is actually not arguing with Beis Shammai on this. The time went to the Bais, says, Shom lo divrei Beis Shammai Lazar. We listen to him, wants to take it apart. Those are Shom Lazar. Beis Shammai Gamliel Omer, Beis Shammai Omer, Shom lo, Beis Hillel Omer, Ain Shom lo. So according to Beis Shammai Ben Lazar, right, we saw in the beginning that the Tanya, Shom lo divrei Beis Shammai Lazar, even Beis Hillel is going to be masking that you're allowed to go ahead and take it apart. And Rav Nachman is going according to that Tana. My Havelah, so what Taka happened over here? Was it, can somebody who improved another person's property without consent go and now take it out and disimprove it and take it away? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Aleph, Amud Beis. Well, that depends what we're talking about. Bias, if we're talking about a bias, says Rashi, Hayori, Lissel, Chorba, Ubno, Shalobir, Shos, and that's what you did that. Then Shomelo, we go, we listen to him, we allow him to take his stuff back. But if it's in a field, Rashi says, Hayori, Tokhsal, the Venata, you're going to plant over there, Shalobir, Shos, Vamini, Tio, Siani, I'm going to take the stuff I planted. Ain't Shomelo, we don't listen to him. But Sadam, my time, why? But do we not listen to him? So we have two Shatim, either Mishim, Yushavari, Tisroel, you don't uproot the trees. And now it's Israel. You're going to go and weaken the land
by doing this. Shekfar chisha netios as a sada sheyanak sheyanku. We mentioned he already weakened it by having it nursing from it. You know, pulling nutrients from it. But now what's the difference between the two? You can have chutzlar. It's when you're in chutzlar. It's in chutzlar. It's an issue of weakening the land, but it's not an issue of yisrael to sell. So that's what we'd be allowed to do it according to the Shita of Yishuvah Yitzhah, but not because of weakening the land. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Hamasker Bayis Lechaver. If someone rents a house to his friend, I rent it to you. You know, I got a place. I rent it out to you. Bimosa Gishamim Yocholotzio. I can't chuck you. I can't kick you out during the winter. Minachag Vada Pesach, from Sukkot until Pesach. It was a Chama Shoshim Yom. Right? Now, during the summer, then 30 days. Gemara is going to explain what in the world is going on over here. So, Mr. Chama Shoshim, I can give you 30 days to kick out. But Krachim, when you're dealing with big cities, throw back to Megillah. Rashi Shehem, Malkam, Ashvakim, of all the Shuk there, Shakol, Mishachim, Sham, Lagor, Sham, everyone wants to live over there. Vabatim, Ein, Mitsuyin, Lisko, it's hard to find a place over there. Find Rat. Krachim, where it's fine to hard to find a place. You got to give 12 months' notice before chucking him. Bechanio, so when you're dealing with stores, when you're dealing with a store, Rashi Shechen v'ni makav fakafos lemechirim v'shohin milshalem lo yamim rabim k'shemiv v'lemosav b'ayin ayidei pesach chanut shekiv v'sham v'im holach l'makom acher enim yiduin ani yimtzu en yachal otzil kol yud beis chodesh. When it comes to the storekeepers, they right, they sell to a lot of people with a lot of, you know, on credit. And they pay over a long period of time. So if a storekeeper has to go and leave the place where he's renting right away, he's going to lose out some of the money. It's owed to him since the people won't be able to find him. Therefore, such a game, when you're dealing with stores, Echad HaYoros HaChiz Grachem, both in towns and large cities, Shtem HaSechodesh, you have to give at least 12 months for him to get out. Mishum Gamliel Omer, Chanut Shal Nachtomim Shal Tzaboim Shal Ushadim. When you're dealing with bakeries and shops that sell dye, then you have to give them up to 3 years. Rashi says, "Gemara Mefarsh Mepnei Shekifan Meruba Lazman Aruch." These type of places give long term credit, and therefore you have to give them the opportunity to get their money back. Zokta Gemara Maishna Yomosik Gishamim. Why is it that by the Yomosik Gishamim that we say now they go ahead and chuck him during the time when he's renting? Rashi says, "Kasakatei Dechay Yomosik Gishamim Limei Agishamim Kamer Shapiro Shlo Aschar." Right, we're thinking Mosek Shamim means Limosek Shamim for the winter, and it means a Masker Bais Lachaver Mosek Shamim. If someone rents that house to his friend for the winter, you can't kick him out from Sukkot to Pesach. My Shtal Mosek Shamim. Why is winter unique? Why is that different that the Tana is going to aser chucking during that time? The Chi'agar in his base of Yimusik Shamim, you want to say, because when a person rents a house for the winter, Agar Lakuli Yimusik Shamim means for the entire winter? Yimusik Hamanami, also during the summer months. Rashi Dahali Yimusik Hamam Karmelay, right? He says Yimusik Hamam. The Chi'agar in his base say, when a person rents a house, Lakuli Yimusik Hamam, he did for the whole summer. So what's this whole 30-day shtekah? You can kick him out. This is the reason why you can't chuck him in Mosek Shamim. The lo shchiach beis lemegar, because during that season it's very hard to find a place to go rent. Rashi says the silchus tam kamer. Talk about the regular silch over here. It's just hard to find a place. Amos seifa. Oh, hold on 1 second. If you want to say that the first part of the Mishnah is it's also to go and chuck this guy who's, you know, during the Mosek Shamim because he can't find a place, then what about the end? The Emes Seifa, Bekrachim, you're dealing with large cities, Echad Yomosek Ham, Echad Yomosek Shamim, I don't care if it's the summer or the winter, Shtem Mosek Chodesh, you give him 12 months. 12 months, because the way we're seeing it right now, this seems to be saying in the bigger cities, V'ilu Malu Lei, Yom Yisrius V'Mosek Shamim, and what's the mashmos of this? Is that if it was a 12-month rental finished in the winter, mapikle, then he can go and you can chuck him. But why are you letting him go and chuck him? Halu shchich beit lemegar, it's hard to find a place to rent. So Gemara says, no, that's not what it means then. Amar v'yudah lahudia katani. What it means is, when it says 30 days and 12 months, it's talking about in order to a notification. You got to tell the person before you chuck him. Halachar means to say, I'm asking about, if you rent a house from your friend, without saying how long you're staying there. Ein yachol l'tziyah masak sham. You can't chuck him during the time of the winter because you can't find a place. Mechag v'ad Pesach, from Sukkot until Pesach. Ella ibgenodiyah shoshim meikar, unless he told him 30 days before Sukkot. Right, so from Sukkot to Pesach, told him 30 days before Sukkot, then he has a way of getting out. Tanya Nam Yachir, Rabbi should support this. Kasham Shloshim and Kasham Ushne Masachodesh, Lorem Elodia, just mean in order to let him know. Kasham Shamaskir Tzarech Lodia. It's just like a landlord has to go on to tell him that he's going to chuck him at the end of this. Kach Socher Tzarech Lodia, so too the tenant himself has to tell the landlord the fact that he's going to leave at the end. De Amale, because the landlord can say to the guy, if you would have told me you're going to leave, I would have worked to try to find someone else to come and take over. So you have to go and you got to tell me about it. If he came in one day in the winter, came in one day before. Un día. If the guy moved in one day before the winter without anything, not told anything, any yochel tziyah min chag v'ad Pesach. In fact, the Gemara v'anon shloshim yom kamer. What do you mean? We said 30 days. It's got to give 30 days before Sukkot. Hach kamer. This is what it means to say. Im nechas yom echad b'mosek sham mehani shloshim yom. If even one day of these 30 days before being told, it enters into the winter, meaning he told them on the 16th of Elul, which is 29 days before Sukkot, so the final day, the 30th, is already into the winter, and yechol tzim lechag ben Pesach, you can't kick him out from Chag until Pesach, you got to give him the 30 days before that. Amar Avhuna says, ve'im bal rabbas b'damea, and if the landlord comes to increase the rent when it's over, Rashi says, bal habayis laharbas lo b'damea schar, even if he didn't tell him. So if he wants to go ahead, the owner, the landlord, wants to increase it when it's over, he can go and increase it even if he didn't give him this advance notice. Hold on a second. You want to raise this rent without telling you about it. It's like somebody who's holding, pardon me, you know what that's like? That's like, nice way of speaking, Rashi says, it's like holding him by the beitzim, you know, and the guy is stuck over here, and so he's going to give up his coat, right? This is like the worst thing you can do over here. Rashi says, ka'ochis b'beitzim shlo atzim eniach lo taliso, klomar, kevin shamalo adamav ein lecha motzi gadu mizeh. Yeah, the worst type of otzah than this, like you're kicking mats. Says Gemara, lo tzricha. No, what is this necessary? The yakarbate, where the rental of house became more expensive. And then you can do a thing. Rashi says sheb seido nikar. It's like pashit. What's going on? He's going to lose out over here if he doesn't go ahead and up the ante a little bit. What do you want me to do? Not just stam, but it has to be in a situation where, like, all prices around the world are going up, or around that area. Pshita nafale beisa. Obviously, that if a person's house fell, it broke down. Amale lo adifta minai. He could say to the person living there, without giving any notice, "You're no better than me, right? So get out. So, get on out." This is talking about, like, no advance notice, but what was he supposed to do? He's like, I don't know about this. I don't know if this thing is going to fall down. Zabne or Orte or Yov Matana. Also, like, if the guy, the landlord, sells this property or he gives it over, right, as a Yerusha or as a present to somebody else before it's over, Amrele, the one who's living there, can see the one who gets it. Lo adifud migavra to us is benai. You're no better than the man from whom your ownership comes, right? Just like he couldn't kick me out even when it was over without giving me notice, so too you also can't do it. So like you take on the same level as him. You can't chuck me like this. Okay, so now let's see. Klale livre, if somebody, let's say, makes a wedding. Rashi says he says beno. So he married off his son, and now he needs a bais chasos. He needs a place for them to go and live.
And let's say the father of the chassan, he has his property over here and he wants to now get rid of the person who's living over there. So if that happens, chazinon ihave efsha lo duye, we see it's possible that the father of holding him, could it be that he could have told him beforehand? Like did the wedding happen immediately, like it was boom all of a sudden, or he knew it was happening? Then he should have let him know about it. And if it wasn't possible to go and tell him, then Amar Leh, the chassan's father, can say to the guy, lo di f'minai, like you're no better than me, right? What do you want me to do? I have to be able to get rid of you even without advance notice, once the lease is up. Because here, his rights to this house are more than that of the actual person that's renting from him, that he couldn't have given him any advance notice. If he could have, then he can't. He's got to give him another 30 days. But if he didn't know, then he's allowed to leave it. He's allowed to get him rid of him as soon as the lease is up.
There was a this guy who bought a boat that was full of wine. But he found a place so he can leave it. So he says to this woman, Islach, do you have a place to rent me where I can keep my wine? Amalei lo, she said no. Ozakit, so the man went and he got married to her. He did kiddushin. Yavalei duchte laruye, and because of that, she gave a place for the wine. Ozalabese, so the man went back to his own house. Kasav la gita shatal, he wrote a getter and he sent it to her. And Ozai agashkulai, where she went and she got porters and mineu bay. And she paid them from the wine, right? But she gave him some wine or sold some of it and used it to pay them. And she removed the wine and put them outside, paid someone to bring it outside. So what happened was this guy came to Bezin. He said, "What? How could you do this?" And they came from Huna, the son of Yoshua. And he said, "Kasha asa ken yaselo," like he did, that should be done to him as well. Gemulo yosef barosho, his actions should come back on his head. He got paid back on your. It's in your face. Lo mi beichatzel lo kai mila agra. It's not necessary to say that the woman can go ahead and get rid of this, so to speak, tenant in the case of a chatzer that's not available for renting because she doesn't want to go ahead and do this at all. Even in a place where she would normally go rent the place out, Amalei, she could say, "I would rent to everyone, but it's not pleasant for me to do. The dam is a lie, ki arye arba, because you were like a lion, is waiting in ambush because you married me only in order to go ahead and to use me." So that's the next part of the Mishnah. It's 3 years' notice you have to give them because it takes time for them to get the money. Tana mipnei sheakei from Aruba, because you have a long line of credit and therefore it takes time to actually get it back and you can't kick them out till then. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah, maybe no. Okay, my friend, you know, we're going to stop over here. No, actually, we're going to try it. Here we go. Hamasker buys the chaver of some rents out a house to his friend. Hamasker chayv b'delos menegah b'melu. The landlord is chayv to give a door, a bolt, and a lock. Right? If he didn't speak out with the landlord, the type of the things has to give, it's still, you know, you got to give these basic necessities. B'chol davar shamase uman, everything that's going to be the work of an uman, the landlord has to, you know, work it out or fix it up, anything that's actually necessary in a house and that only a craftsman can go and fix and repair. Aval davar shayno maise uman, someone's not a maise uman, hasocher oseu, let the guy who's working over there take care of it, the living there can do it, the tenant himself can go and take care of it. The landlord doesn't have to go ahead and give that to him. Hazevel shabal habayis, manure that's out in the chatzer of a rented place belongs to the owner of the house, meaning the landlord. He could use it for it to fertilize. Vein lasocher ela yotzei min hatanur umin hakirayim avad, and the tenant has nothing but the leftover stuff of the oven and of the stove over there. He could go ahead. He could use the ashes over there, because it's also the type of thing that could be used for fertilizer. It says, Efer who anasa zevel. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, a masker buys the chaver, some go and rents out to his friend. Masker chayiv lahamid lo dlosses, give him doors. Leftoch lechalos, to open the windows. Mm-hmm. Right, to make sure that he has good windows for it. There's enough light coming in. Lechazik lo tikra, to strengthen the ceiling if it's no good. Rashes him etliya on the sarim if the boards became very moldy, wormy. Lisuch lo kara, to support the beam if it ended up breaking. Rashi says im nishbra achas ben, if one of them broke. Visolcha chayv lasa sulam, the socha, the renter, he has to make for it a ladder. in order to get up to the roof. Falasas lo maika, and he has to go do a maika, which is like the railing that you put around. Falasas lo marzev, he has to put a marzev. This is what happened was is the roofs back in the day were built slanted in a way, and then you put like this plaster on it so the rain would come off and the waters would come off the sides of the house. And they put these boards over there. And the Mishnah says that these boards, if they fall, then the tenant, he's the one who has to go and put it back up, because you don't have to be like a chash of a lamdan to go and put that back up. Ulatiach has got to go and he has to plaster the roof. That's on him. Who has to pay for the mezuzah? Right? Who has to put the mezuzah up? Who has the chi of that on? Mezuzah, ha'amar, Rabbi Shasha, mezuzah chovas adar. It's a person who goes and he lives over there. It says Rashi, the Shinim Menachos, Beisecha, Derech Biasecha, Lemisha, Nichnas, Vyotse, Lazeh, Zeh Adar. That's the one who goes and lives over there. He has to put it up. Ela Mekom mezuzah ami, the place of the mezuzah. What's that, right? You have this doorpost that's made out of stone, and therefore you have to make this this area of the mezuzah can get into it. The question is, this work over here, is that a Maisa Uman, or the landlord has to do it, or maybe not, the regular guy has to go do it himself. What do you mean we learned in the Mishnah? He has to go do it if it's not a Maisa Uman. Because it's possible, beep, turn the page, be goofed the kanya to place it in a reed tube and just hang it over there, right? So that's something which doesn't have a, it's not an Uman, and even in the case of the stone doorpost, it's the tenant who has to make sure that the mezuzah is able to be put over there. Tanu Rabban, not a mask. Someone goes to his house to his friend. Mezuzah. It's on the tenant. Did I say kuf base? Beep kuf base. I don't remember. It's on the, if one rents a house to his friend, it's on the tenant to prepare a mezuzah for it. Okshu Yotze, and when he goes and he leaves, lo yitlan be other yotze. He doesn't take the mezuzah in his hand and go. You don't go and take it. You got to leave it over there. Uminachi, but if you're renting a house from a guy, when he leaves, lo yitlan be other yotze, he goes, he takes it and leaves. There's a story, a story time, about somebody who took the mezuzah in his hand that he left when it was done. Recover Ishto Ushnebadov ended up burying his wife and his sons. Right? He got punished for such a thing. You don't do that. This is Gemara, Maisa Lister. I'm saying you bring a story to contradict what we just said over there, right? What's going on? If a tenant is allowed to go and take the mezuzahs when leaving from a guy's house, why would he get punished? That was going to the Reisha. When he's leaving a Jewish house, a Jewish landlord, in such a case, you're not allowed to go and take it. You'd have to leave it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Mm-hmm. I want to wish all a great, great day.